actually starts at Colvin Escalante and empties into the Rito, where it joins the loop. It's a wonderful walk from Glen to the Rito, although east side from Fort Lowell to the Rito is on private property and not accessible. South of Glen, it's channelized by TMC and it's pretty ugly. From Grant to Fifth, there are many intrusions on the Wash owned private property. It's not accessible. There's no walkway to speak of. However, there's a lovely walk from Fifth Street to Factory Broadway on the west side. Again, east side's completely consumed by parking lots, apartments, etc. And I've not really explored south of Broadway to Escalante and Cole. So my question is, if I assume that somehow the city and the parks have assumed some responsibility since they're going to rename the Wash, but I wonder who's in charge, what are the plans, what are the potential acquisitions, because there are private properties that intrude on what would be otherwise a pretty scenic walk, and what might be the time frame. And I, by your rules, I know you can't really address a lot of those, but I'm hoping at some point the general public and all the people that use the Wash as a recreational tool can find out and anticipate additional benefits. Much of it is absolutely gorgeous, especially this time of year when it's running, water flooding, and there are birds and wildlife, et cetera. I'll stop at that point. Again, thank the commission for the opportunity to bring this issue forward to the commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sparks. I have only missed one meeting, but I am not aware that that has been brought before this committee. So we will rely on staff to come up with a response for that.
Much appreciated. And if I could be noticed to attend that discussion, I would certainly appreciate that.
I think that's a reasonable request. Thank you very much, sir. Diana, do we have anyone else that has asked to speak?
No, that would be it. We don't have any other speakers.
All right, then that should take care of item number three. Let's go on to item number four, Tucson Parks and Recreation Commission Awards.
So, I was just confirming with Diana. So I hope you were able to look at the document that was sent out that shows the questions that are attached to the nominations. Sierra put it together. I believe it's pretty similar to the one that we used last year. So the purpose of the meeting, or the topic for today, is to confirm that you're comfortable with what you see so that we could launch it for September 1st. We had talked in the last meeting that we would open it up for 2 weeks. That would allow us enough time to close, gather the nominations for your review, and give us enough time to confirm who the awardees would be for the December meeting. So just want to open it up for any comments, feedback, concerns.
Members of the commission, does anybody have any questions? It looks like Manon does. Go ahead, Manon.
I remember this happened shortly after I came on the commission, and so I didn't have as much background as some other members would have had. And I sorely wish for more information because everyone sounded so great. You know, there was a lot of really wonderful things. And I remember, I think, Mr. Poe also said something similar along the lines. So I'm looking at 1,000 characters of explaining why you think that they should get this award. Is there any way that can be extended? 1,000 characters doesn't go very far.
I'm going to turn to Sierra, who's our master survey creator, to tell us what's feasible.
So you can add whatever details. Is there a way I could bring up the survey?
Sure. We could stop sharing the agenda. Okay, you should be able to share now, Sierra.
Be able to share now.
Okay. Okay, so we can provide as much detail as is necessary for you guys to get the feedback that you want from this. The way it is now is it's pretty much a basic, like, fill in the blank, name, email, person, and then what category they're being nominated for, and then a place for them to write their reasons why, and submit some images, and then the contact information for the recipient. So we can manipulate this however you need to.
Yeah, so it doesn't say anything on the screen, but from where I look at it, it says, why does this person, partner, deserve this award? And it's just 1,000 characters. I think sometimes that there's whole, like, reams of information that can be said about why somebody wouldn't deserve an award. So I just wondered if maybe that could be made longer. That helps characters.
So we're limited with that, but... let's see, we can do like a file upload section so they can upload a like Word document or a PDF document.
That would be great. That would be great.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So maybe what we can say there is there more information, please feel free to upload a document.
Yeah, we can do that for sure.
Cool. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right. Other questions or comments? I had one, and that is, if it's open for, if I remember correctly, 2 weeks, and the first week would begin this Friday, would it be a problem to extend the deadline to the second full week? The end of the second full week of September to make sure that people, first of all, you know, found out about it, and second of all, had the time to do this over two full weekends.
I mean, we're flexible. What that's going to mean is you're going to probably end up reviewing the nominations in October, and it would be October's meeting that you would vote on, and that's fine. We kind of wanted the cushion, right? We wanted the cushion to provide you all some flexibility in building this out to where you're comfortable. So if you would prefer it to be open till, I don't know what that Friday is. Hold on.
Let me think about what Friday it is. Let's see. The 1st, the 3rd, the 8th. It looks like the 15th.
Correct. So we can do that. We can leave it open to the 15th.
Does that meet with the approval of the other board members?
I think so. Absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Then let's just alter it a little bit so that people have that Friday and two full weeks to get it in.
Okay.
Anything else from any of the commission members?
I just want to ask Steve if... You know, mind if that sent out to all of your employees that they'll receive it. I know it was pretty extensive, Sierra.
So last year we got the most we've ever gotten. We sent it out to all of our employees and we sent it to the public.
Right. So is that something that, what's going on this year? Same thing?
It'll be the same unless you guys want it to change.
I like that.
I know you talked about limiting the amount of winners, I feel like.
So, yeah, that was the one thing that we ran into last year, is that because we didn't really restrict by category how many winners there would be, and so we ended up with a lot.
Yeah.
So I think we had discussed the idea of 3 per category just to try to keep it a little more manageable and meaningful for those that do end up winning.
I agree with that.
Or sitting at the place. Okay. Yeah.
That sounds reasonable.
Okay.
All right. Any other comments or questions?
Is there a list of past recipients?
I know we would have last year. Do we have before then or just last year's?
I may have. I think I do.
Okay. So I'm going to say I'm so not sure of that.
All right. Do you need any other information or direction regarding the Parks and Recreation Commission awards?
No, as long as you're comfortable, that's what we wanted to make sure so that Sierra knew that she could launch on Friday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Very okay. good. Unless there's any further discussion on item number four, speak now, please. Then let's go on to item number five, reports and announcements.
Oh, wait. No. So we have an adjusted agenda. Item number five is discussion on proposed naming of the zoo assets.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at an earlier version.
Right.
You are correct.
Yeah, Diana sent out the new one.
You need to raise the picture on the screen so I can see the current.
Oh, sorry. We're going to get that done for you right now. Hold on. Yeah, you just have to click on that.
Scroll down a little bit, Diana, on the thing that's on the screen.
Yeah, we're getting there. There you go.
Ah, thank you. Very good. All right. Now, let's go on to item number five, then the zoo assets. I'm sorry I missed that. Go ahead.
No problem. Basically, back in August 2nd, we launched a 45-day process for a proposed naming of six different zoo assets. The letter came from the Zoological Society, from Nancy. She would have been here today, but she had a conflict, so I told her I would handle it. Basically, significant donations have been made to the zoo in correlation to the first project, which is currently coming pretty close to completion, which is the World of Playground at the zoo. Angel Charities donated a significant amount of money for that. And then for Pathway to Asia, I don't want to assume that everybody is aware, but the project is coming in at a higher cost. And so they've been really working on donations to help close the gap of funding. And for some of those donations that are quite significant, part of the donation is given with an agreement for naming. So in the attachment that Diana sent you, which is a letter, it outlines the different Pathway to Asia assets that would be named in correlation to those donations. So this is pretty much following the typical fashion of where we have the 45-day process, which again started August 2nd. To date, I have not received any letters of support or against the proposal of the namings. And we are working towards taking it to Mayor and Council on September 19th. Part of that is because the zoo is hoping that the World of Play project will be done in the beginning of October, and they want to be able to honestly say it's an Angel of Charity World of Play project. So I committed to working with Nancy. So bringing it to you to review, to see if you have any questions. Generally, with all of our naming processes, I include a copy of the minutes of the meeting and attach it to what I submit for Mayor and Council.
All right. Thank you very much. Questions or comments from the commissioners?
I have one question. So you said there's no letters of against or for.
Right.
Who receives? I mean, is it public information?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm happy to talk through. So when we get a request to do a naming of an asset, We then do a 45-day public notice. That includes the website reflecting the request. Sierra promotes it through Nextdoor, social media, and what is written into the City of Tucson administrative directives that somebody is against or for that particular naming, they need to write a letter in to the director of Parks and Rec. And so far, as of today, it's been silent. To give you a reference with the Linda Ronstadt and Alba Torres one, I think both of them, I had like 20 letters of support, a handful against, and I pretty much package all of that with the mayor and council agenda items for them to review. There is a responsibility of the person or entity that has made the recommendation to incur all the costs related to the signage for the naming. Obviously, with the zoo, they've got the money. That's not a question, and that will be reflected in the agenda items. No problem.
Good to know. Thank you.
Any further questions? I think the written request from the zoo was pretty definitive, and I believe that this is something that does need to be put into a motion so that this can be passed on to the city council. So unless there are further questions, I will entertain a motion to approve the proposed naming of the zoo assets.
I just see discussion. Is it an agenda? Well, I'll make a motion that we approve it. Send it to council.
So to help you, Steve, Becky
Sorry,
just
I can't
made
hear.
To help you, Steve, Becky just made a motion to approve. We just need a second.
I will second.
Okay, so we have a motion. And I believe that was a second.
Yes.
All right. Very good. We have a motion to approve the naming of the proposed zoo assets and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing no one respond, then all those in favor, please say aye or wave your hand or whatever. And then if there's anyone who opposes, please wave your hand or say nay now. All right, Diana, did you get what you needed for that?
I did, thank you.
I'm sorry, I could not hear.
I did, thank you.
We're good.
You're good. All right. That's what I needed to know. Thank you. All right. Now we go on to the reports and the announcements. First from the Parks and Recreation Commissioners. Any of the commissioners have any reports or announcements?
I have one, maybe two. Steve, can you hear me?
I can't tell who, so somebody go ahead.
Okay. I just want to thank staff for the beautiful cards and the villages. So I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It was very nice. Also, there's going to be a burrito run at Mission Manor Park on September 17th. It's for a fundraiser for the Sunnyside Foundation. And that is, if you want a burrito, you can run around the park five times, six, however. But it's going to be from 17. And if you want to volunteer, you can start. The shifts will be available from 6:30 to 12:30. And if you want to run, you can sign up on their web page if you want to walk or run.
Cool.
And that's going to be at Mission Manor Park. So I have.
Thank you. Anyone else? I have one question, and I'm not exactly sure who to address it to. In reading the recreation report for the last month, the report from the Fred Archer Center by Terry made comments about two clubs that I was curious about. One was the Old Guys Club, and the other was the In-Betweeners Club. I was just curious if there's anybody there who could clue me in as to what these two groups are.
So, Steve, I think you asked me about the Old Guys Club last time, and I did get some information. So, can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, good. So, it was kind of a coincidence that the Old Guys Club came into existence. There was a couple of guys, and they were hanging out, and they decided to play some dominoes. And then the next time they got together, a couple more guys joined in the dominoes game. And then they decided, what the heck are we doing playing games? Let's go eat. And so the Old Guys Club was born, and now it's an advertised program, and the staff get them together, and they go out, and they have some dinner or they have some lunch, and then they come back, and they, you know, watch a football game, talk sports, play games, cards, all that good stuff, and hang out without the wives or the girlfriends, or just so that they can get some socialization. So that's the Old Guys Club. Yeah. And then the In-Betweeners Club is for our group of teens that are in between being young kids and teenagers. So it's 11, 12, 13. So they're kind of in between being on their own, but still being babies.
Okay. Well, I understand what tweens mean, so that makes sense. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
You digging into that for me.
Now, did you want to join
any other reports or announcements?
He missed that. That's worth repeating.
Steve, Becky wants to know if you want to join the Old Guys Club.
Sorry, I cannot hear what's going on.
I said Becky wants to know if you would like to join the Old Guys Club.
When I'm back in town, I will get in touch with Donnie and see if I can do that.
Azul has her hand up.
I think it's from before.
Do you have any other people on the commission that have any reports or announcements? Then let's go on to staff.
You're up. Oh, you have anything?
Nothing special. Just staying busy.
We have the ready set.
Spectacular thingy. September 28th.
The 21st.
Oh, you're not
going to be a piece. So I just have a couple of things. We wrapped up our Women's Fast Pitch League a couple weeks ago. It happened all during summer. It was the first one in at least 15 years. We had 8 teams, and so we'll probably do it again. So it was very successful. And then we just had a Women's Slow Pitch League that we started with our other league. So we haven't had an exclusive women's teams yet, but we do now, so that's cool. Sierra and her Mark, I don't know if you were going to do that in your direction.
You can
put it. I'll leave it. Boo Bash is getting ready to start happening, so we're planning for that. It's happening October 21st at Lincoln Park. We had a health fair at Santa Rosa Center this past weekend. It was really good. It was small and quiet for the neighborhood. But I was telling Santino, as they were cleaning up and people were starting to leave, there was a lady from the neighborhood that said, and I mean, this is kind of why we do what we do, right? She said, hey, you guys, I just wanted to let you know that what you did in there is changing lives. And it was really nice to hear, right? She didn't know who I was, and she didn't, you know, she was talking to a couple of the non-perm staff, so she didn't even tell it to the permanent staff, but it was very touching because they did some interactions with Audubon Society and the library, and they were doing haircuts and all of that good stuff. So it was a cute, small, intimate health fair, but it was nice. Several of our centers have been closed for the last month, getting ready for after summer cleaning. So if you happen to be by El Pueblo this week, they're closed for cleaning. Udall and Clements have already done theirs. And then the smaller centers, some of them close for a couple of days, but everybody's closed sometime during the month of August for deep cleaning to get all of the summer bugs out. And then we still have a couple of our neighborhood pools that are open on the weekends, and that's been a really successful thing that we've done this year that we haven't done in the past. And so people are really enjoying the pools open on the weekend. This last weekend, it was so darn hot. It was the highest numbers we've had since summer because it was just crazy, crazy hot. And then the last thing I have is that if you drive by Randolph Center, we had one of our longtime pottery instructors, Kathy Roberson, who worked for our department for over 25 years. She passed last year from Alzheimer's, and her pottery instructors and her colleague put together this amazing tribute to her, and it's all tiles by, made by former colleagues and former instructors and former students, and it's a really beautiful, beautiful tribute. So you can see it from the street. You don't have to get off your car, but if you do, it's pretty amazing.
I think Sierra just put in the chat the link to the photos. Yeah.
Yeah,
of the mural, but you definitely need to see it in person.
Yeah, that's cool. It's very cool. So that's all I got.
Thank you very much, Donnie. That last part sounds very impressive. I'll have to take a look at that when I get back to town.
Yeah.
All right. Any other staff reports before we go on to the director?
No.
All right, it's all yours.
So the one event that's coming up in September is Ready, Set, Rec, does kind of like a fall kickoff. So they're going to be doing that on September 23rd at La Madero Park. We rotate through, different wards in the spring or the fall. It's a really nice event to bring the family out to all the bands, all the Ready, Set, Rec bands will be there. And they have a DJ, and they have prizes, so definitely recommend. And I believe it's in the morning from, like, 9 to 1. And then last week we went up to Phoenix area for the Arizona State Parks and Recreation Conference. And we were really excited. We brought home a marketing award thanks to the efforts that Sierra put in to helping us in promoting lifeguards. So it was basically she explained to them through a nice application process everything that we did to recruit through the social media, the bus benches, the postcards, etc. So we brought home a marketing award, so we're very proud of her and the fact that we have a little more crystal to show off.
Congratulations.
But that's it for me in terms of updates and announcements. And Greg is back from Spain after watching the seminar.
Congratulations to Sierra on the award and to the city for successfully carrying out the recruitment for lifeguards, and let's hope it turns into year 2 very easily.
That's definitely what we're hoping for.
Absolutely. Okay. The next item, item number 7, the commission future agenda items. I know one of the things that had already been listed on there was your suggestion to carry over the report on the dog parks until next time, so I'm hoping that that will be on there. Who else has something for future agenda items? Go ahead.
Given the weather that we've been having and some of the really old, lovely, old friendly trees that we've had completely uprooted in the parks around me, and I'm sure they're elsewhere, I was wondering if there's a way to start giving a tally of how many really big old trees we're losing to these kinds of weather systems a year, or if we have been tracking that kind of thing in the past. A tree that I have been walking past for 30 years, you know, that seemed healthy, was completely uprooted right by the bridge. And, you know, that was just such a sad thing to see. So I know that many others have been hit by lightning in the years I've lived here, and I've watched
down. And I, you know, so I was curious as to just how many we're losing, in our park systems, and if that's a possibility to even track.
So I know, so John Bonillas is on this call. I'm not putting him on the spot right now, but we could definitely work on him doing a quick presentation next month. I know he was trying to track as best as he could in the midst of our quick response time. I mean, we did get hit pretty hard in multiple locations at once and had to deploy a lot of different staff and vendors to help us to address it. But I know he was doing his best to try to catalog what he can. So we could definitely talk through that next month. And you guys
would be great.
Because I don't think you all have formally met him yet.
Great. I saw there was a lot of stuff in the maintenance report about downed trees and limbs and things like that. So that would be great.
Cool. That sound good, John? Can you do that? Thumbs up. Got it.
Thank you, John. Good luck. Any other future agenda items you would like to put on the agenda for the September 27th meeting? Any other future agenda items for the September 27th meeting? All right, hearing none. We know the meeting is on September the 27th at 3:30 p.m. The location is the Parks and Recreation Administrative Office Mesquite Conference Room and on Microsoft Teams. Is there any other business that we need to take care of before we adjourn? I don't hear anything, so I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. We have a motion. And do we have a second?
Anyone second?
Second.
Robin? I second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All those in favor, please signify by raising your hand or saying aye so that Diana could record it. All right. Anyone opposed? And thank you to everybody. Donnie, I'm looking forward to the old guys club. And Ron, we'll see if we can find out about the renaming of the Alamo Wash, because I really don't believe that's been discussed by this board. So thank you very much. We'll see y'all later.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. It's not perfect.